This is Igor Rolitsky from Unilight Me Project. Do you ever feel that you rush through the day, you are just exhausted, and by the end of the day, you just done your typical routine, but you just feel exhausted, right? You feel that you rush through it, you know that the next day will be similar, and you are not really looking forward to that. So what to do in that case? One of the things that you could potentially do is to use the advantage of stops in life. Introducing stops in life made for me a pretty huge difference. And let me tell you, first of all, what does it mean? So to execute a stop in your life, you basically go through the day, and whenever you see there is an opportunity to stop whatever you are doing, you just take advantage of that and you merge with the experience so much more, and you become embedded in the moment so much more, and that moments are like release of the tension that you have created for yourself throughout the before time of the day. So without this release points, it's really hard to just constantly, you know, push through the day. Like, life cannot be just a constant go up. Sometimes we just need to have this, you know, waveform. And if we don't play the correct form of that waveform in practice, it might just feel that we are constantly exhausted. So how to execute the stop? First of all, listen and watch your life. So whenever there's an opportunity, maybe you just got back from work, you need to take your dog for a walk. You go for a walk and then your dog stops to sniff something, and you would like to, maybe your initial response is, okay, I don't want to waste time for him sniffing. So I'm just gonna, you know, pull the leash and take him to move further so we have our walk completed as fast as we can. But that's just rushing, right? So if you are aware that you want to consciously introduce a stop in your life, what you could do is take advantage of that. When dog stops, you kind of stop with him and you enjoy that moment. You try to release some tension from yourself. You start to slow down. You stop thinking about completing the mission of walking the dog, and you start to just being in the moment. So that takes a lot of practice, don't get me wrong. It's not going to happen that you're just going to start doing that and you're going to perfectly merge with experience whenever you stop. If you haven't done that for a while, it's going to take a while for you to execute the stops to the degree you are satisfied. But start. Practice makes perfect. So you have this opportunity, you slow down, and you take advantage of that. Maybe you go to the shop and you need to cross streets and there's red light. You would think, oh, your initial thought when you were rushing is, oh, damn, I need to stop. My mission is slowed down by this red light. So you might even get a bit frustrated. When you are thinking consciously about stops and taking advantage of them, you notice the red light. You stop and you are glad that you can stop, that you can reflect a bit. Not thinking about completion of the mission, not thinking about that it's slowing you down. Just let yourself that moment be there for you. Just watch the cars go by, maybe have a reflection. Just let yourself feel the moment. And then you just go back to the mission as you were. And the more you practice the stops, the more you shall actually feel the stops going towards you as well. Therefore, the more you practice stopping in your life, the more you will see opportunities to stop and execute the stops. And the goal is not to completely stop pursuing our goals, which is obviously unreasonable in the reality that we live in, the society that we live in. And actually, goals have a lot of positive impact on our lives as well. But this is just this another piece of puzzle that helps us to not feel that exhaustion during the day, right? So when you slow down, try to feel the flow of the moment. Try to watch the reality more. Search for some colors. See, smell, feel more. But that can only happen when you actually allow yourself the space to do that. Maybe after work, you also have plenty of missions and you cannot find even 5 minutes for yourself to do this stuff. But you can. You are just not prioritizing it. So start prioritizing, finding this time for yourself to do the stop. Not before the sleep when you just, you know, pass out and you just wake up and start the rush again. Start to do it throughout the day. I always have to reflect through these moments. And there are some concrete benefits to that. You will find yourself living a calmer life. You will find yourself finding more and more stop moments when you start searching for them at first. You will slowly start appreciating life better during the stop moments. It's hard to appreciate life when you are in the constant rush mode. Of course, properly executed day with all of the missions that you have set for yourself is obviously a great satisfaction. But if it's at a cost of being completely exhausted, completely drained, completely feeling that you rushed through the day, it didn't really have much from it. It's a big cost to have. You can combine both pursuing your goals and actually using the power of stops to find more peace and release and appreciation and a calmer mind. I hope this tip will help you guys, and I wish you a great week. Talk to you on the next one. Bye.